The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Well, it's another start of the week, and are we feeling good or not, Nicola?
Not 100%.
Yeah, I know. Well, do you know what? The market today, as so often, reflects the weather. I don't know what it was like with you, where you are.
It's a bit overcast.
Yeah, and it is happy. Overcast now. But it started off, the sun was shining, it was really starting to get hot. And the wife was hanging clothes out. I helped hang some clothes out as well. Outside, so this will dry in no time. Like yesterday, really hot weather. All of a sudden, it's gone overcast, a bit cold. I put shorts on, I'm thinking, oh, I'm underdressed a bit. And my stocks in my portfolio are reflecting that. Started off quite well. Quite a few started to rise. And all of a sudden, they're starting to slip away. Some of them are slipping into the red. And I now have more red in my portfolio than green or blue, whatever colour your platform shows. And that's the general feeling. You know, it's reflecting the weather. It's taking a downturn, which is not good. Started off enthusiastic. All of a sudden, went, oh, no, this is not so good. So, anyway.
I completely agree.
So let's move on. Let's just hopefully we'll have a nice rise towards the end of the afternoon. Hopefully, and maybe this Tuesday will, you know, be revitalised. But let's.
BT's rallying today, though.
Don't mention
BT
it.
Looks pretty bullish.
I'm scared to mention it. Yeah, scared to mention it.
Okay, let's not mention it.
I don't want to mention BT again, right?
And kill it. You don't want to kill the rally.
Yeah, I don't want to kill it. Until it's a little bit of a support there. We're going daily. If it's above that,
it is pretty good support at 200, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm looking, right? 206 there. It's bounced off that twice now. Gone below it, bounced off it twice. But I don't want to talk about this again. If you look at the BT chart, I just tweeted out earlier. Do you know, Gavin Pitzen, who was the CEO, got paid... what was it? £2.3 million for the last 12 months, right? Now, 1.3 of that was a bonus because he's outperformed in some way. And I thought, what? Where is he outperformed? Look at the chart for the last 2 years. It hasn't closed above a 200-day moving average. It's like down 60% in the last 2 years. How does this guy, after laying off 13,000 people, you know, people get paid average national wage or whatever, he's laid off 13,000 people, the share price has gone down for 2 years, and he's been given a 1.3 million bonus. How does that work out? How does that scan? That is scandalous, isn't it?
It is. To be honest, I don't understand it because delivering stuff is the future. Everybody shops on the internet now. Like, it's going that way. Retail is dying and, you know, stores are dying and people are buying on the internet. And if you're in the delivering people's stuff market, like, you've got potential for a massive growth business. BT, you know, and the internet and like they are sorry, I've got completely off track, but you know what I mean.
Do you know what I've heard though? I mean, a lot of people come back to me on Twitter and say their customer service is dreadful. Their service is dreadful. So they need to sort that out. Get rid of the CEO.
But they are the king of the internet in this country. They are the future. Everything. Like the internet is going to be everything. I was listening to a program about what we've got 4 at the moment, we're about to go to 5. And I was thinking, hold on a minute, half the country haven't even got 4 yet.
4G,
but,
yeah.
You know, when we go to 5G, we're going to have the Internet of Things. Like, these are going to be at the forefront of it.
Internet of Things, I love that term.
They are it.
Let me just say, yeah. Listen. What I'm saying is, you could put literally a chimpanzee in that seat where he's in, give him 50-50 options, let him choose one, pay him nothing but bananas, and he could do a better job. The share price would react better. And I'm just joking. Mr. Chimp, what do you think we should do, this or that? And he just point to one of them, give him a banana, be happy, you know? And the share price would not do any worse than it's doing now, and you'd save 2.3 million. Anyway, let's crack on. First one is a request. Horizonte Minerals in the world of nickel. I think nickel at the moment is looking very bullish. I think it's let me just look. You look at the chart, Nick, HZM, but I think nickel is at an all-time high or close to, well, not all-time. It's ridiculous, me saying that. It's at a 12-month high or something ridiculous. But what do you reckon, HZM, Nick?
HZM, yeah, we stalled at the all-time highs. You know, we made a new all-time high in December, and we haven't quite got it back above it. But what we are making, I think, is a bit of a bull flag. We're trading sideways, consolidating in a bit of a bull flag. I think that I'm looking for it to break to the upside. If you draw a trend line and you connect the 1st of May high and you connect the 9th of May high and the 23rd of May highs, that's the upper line of your bull flag. If we break above 4.68, I'm looking for a rally to 5.68 target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still astonished, sorry, by what the CEO of BT has done to get 1.3 million. so you got 1.3 million in bonus, or the 2.3 million, but something ridiculous. I mean, you just sacked a load of people. The share price has still gone down. Well done, Gavin. You deserve that. What? That's he's in the worst job possible, and he's got that bonus. Nuts. Anyway, okay, that's Horizonte.
I just think any of these companies with a massive monopoly, when they are it, how do they blow it?
I know, but the girl on the opposite side of that, what does he have to do to not get a bonus? Because literally, he's done nothing that's impressed the share.
If you're a shareholder, that's your fault. Like, we need more shareholder activists. We need to hold these people to account. But they're not. The pension funds don't.
Mm. Anyway, next one is Mayen Energy, MYN, update on gas discovery at Stockdale Field, Texas. What do you reckon on MYN?
This one has been since the start of the year, we've been in sideways consolidation in kind of a wedge and a zone in this one. I think that Mayen Energy, has a resistance, and every time we've rallied since February, basically we've got stuck around 8.3. If we get back above 8.3, we can go to 9.5 on the top of the wedge. I would love to see us above 9.6, because then we're going to go to 1.2. But sideways consolidating, as long as we stay above 0.66, we're looking good, but just not going higher.
Okay, so nickel is the best performing commodity in the last year. It's up 72.55%. That's so there we are.
Nickel.
Oh yes, nickel.
This stock, this is the, really, we should see another swing higher in this stock. It had a very powerful rally. It had a very powerful rally last year, and this should be the correction before at least a second leg higher, even if this is a dead cat bounce. 1.2 is pretty much a sure thing. 1.55 is possible.
Sorry, I'm a bit delayed here because I've got BT Gavin sort of ridiculously paid Patson on the head. So nickel was referring to HZM, sorry, in nickel. So next is SDX Energy announced that it spudded SD4X appraisal well in South Souk in Egypt. SDX Nicola, what do you reckon of the chart?
SDX is another one that stalled at the prior highs. So, in this time last year, in 2017, we made a high around 70. And, we crept above 70. I think we got to 74 and we lost it. We dropped back underneath it. And we gapped lower, we gapped lower on the 22nd of May. And the bottom of that gap is going to be resistance. It's at 67.7. I think if we can get above that 67.7, we're on track to continue higher to new highs, 77.8 and potentially 87. But otherwise, all the time we stand at 68, I think we risk another swing lower, potentially to 60, back to retest the lows of May. And potentially, if we can't hold there, back to the 200-day around 54.
Marvellous stuff. And some good news from Seeing Machines. C is the ticker. I've announced that they secured a program design win working with a major tier one partner with a global US headquartered automotive OEM. Original equipment manufacturer, of course. So, see the chart, Digler? What do I see?
Okay, every single projection that I have rung from every correction this stock has made says that this stock is going to 12. It's like a magnet level. However, if we look back in time to the end of 2013, start of 2014, the big number 10 was where we topped out then. And that's where we've kind of stalled now. We're in a correction. I think any close above 10 is takes us to 12 guaranteed. The problem, we've had a shallow pullback. Is it enough of a correction? I think we pull back to a really good support level and the 2017 highs. And so, yeah, I think it does. We should continue higher from here. Above 10, we'll confirm, and our target is 12.
Okay. The last one is Two Shields Investment. They've announced an update from their West African lithium portfolio. Third stage of exploration program across four lithium exploration permits in Mali is near to completion. So TSI, what do you reckon, Nicolas?
This is such a new stock, you know, that we had a rally and then we pulled back, retested the lows, and unfortunately last week we lost the lows. So we're trading under the opening range low.
Yeah, do you know what? It was called, it was called, they changed their name, it was called BNR, Blenheim Natural Resources, but they changed their name so of late. But the investment criteria hasn't changed, so they're just realigned, I suppose. But anyway, sorry.
Okay, I see really good support. You know, we've had three bullish hammers in a row from support at 0.3. Only if we have a close, though, above 0.33 will this trigger, and we can look higher from here. Otherwise, the risk is we see one more push lower to 0.281 before we can rally.
Lovely. I'll do it tomorrow. But there's some good results from Cora Gold that I do hold stock in. But I didn't Cora, that is. But maybe we'll cover it tomorrow. See where it ends up today. But it's worth looking at that company. If you're a researcher, you like gold. It's early stage, but I quite like it myself. But,
Cora Gold.
It's very risky, of course, because early stage. But therein leads the potential unlock of superb value when you get in early stage, but so far indications look good on the intercepts. The first two intercepts, this is very good. This is Sanankora, this is their flagship discovery, but they discovered 34 meters at 2.2 grams per ton of gold there, including 23 meters worth at 3.3 grams per tonne of gold, which is quite high, and quite a lot, but quite a big chunk, and quite a high grade. Nick, don't worry about it. I know you have to shoot off, so we'll do that tomorrow. Let's hold that over for another time, all right?
About my rant about BT. But
No, it needs to be ranted about. It's ridiculous. I mean, the service is bad, apparently. All customers saying the service is bad. And yet, you know, on every level, I don't know what level they're rewarding the CEO on, because customers are not happy, shareholders are not happy. The only person who seems to be happy is the CEO himself, getting a couple of million in pay and sacking lots of people.
You should become a shareholder activist, Justin.
Yeah, how do I do that?
Go to the meetings and throw eggs at the chairman.
Yeah, he's the only person that's happy sitting there. Sort of, he can't. What does he need to do to get sacked? You know, because I don't understand. Because let's be honest, he's doing nothing. As far as we can see, on any level, and yet he's getting highly rewarded. It's like, literally, what does he need? Literally, he could just, you know, turn up at board meetings naked and just blow raspberries, and he'd still be given a bonus by the seams of it. Thanks for that, Nick. By the way, you can see this video if you listen to the podcast, which most people are, at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.